I am my own teacher. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I am my own teacher. All of us teach ourselves whatever it is we'd like to learn, whatever it is we'd like to experience, whatever it is we'd like to reveal. Now, where is the knowledge? Where is the genius? Where is the wisdom? It's within us. How do we reveal that outwardly? How do we openly reveal what a genius we are and what a fantastic person we are and how much fun it is to be ourselves? How do we reveal that? Well, I think this poem that I read by Paula Fox called The Heart of a Teacher sort of turns us in the right direction. Though she is speaking about teaching teachers as elementary teachers working with little children, you can think of it for yourself as working with yourself. And this is how you come to yourself. At least this is how I think I come to myself. She writes, "The child arrives like a mystery box with puzzle pieces inside. Some of the pieces are broken or missing, and others just seem to hide. But the heart of a teacher can sort them out and help the child to see the potential for greatness he has within, a picture of what he can be." Her goal isn't just to teach knowledge by filling the box with more parts. It's putting the pieces together and creating a work of art. The process is painfully slow at times. Some need more help than others. Each child is a work in progress with assorted shapes and colors. First, she creates a classroom where the child can feel safe in school, where he never needs feel threatened or afraid to try, and kindness is always the rule. She knows that a child can achieve much more when he feels secure inside, when he's valued and loved and believes in himself and has a sense of pride. She models and teaches good character and respect for one another, how to focus on strengths, not weaknesses, and how to encourage each other. She gives the child the freedom he needs to make choices on his own, so he learns to become more responsible and is able to stand alone. He's taught to be strong and think for himself as his soul and spirit heal. And the puzzle that's taking shape inside has a much more positive feel. The child discovers the joy that comes from learning something new, and his vision grows as he begins to see all things he can do. A picture is formed as more pieces fit, an image of a child within, with greater strength and confidence and a belief that he can win. All because a hero was there, in the heart of the teacher who cared, enabling the child to become much more than he ever imagined or dared. A teacher with a heart for her children knows what teaching is all about. She may not have all the answers, but on this she has no doubt. When asked which subject she loved to teach, she answers this way and smiles, "It's not the subject that matters. It's about teaching the child." How beautifully stated this is. Yes, that is a glorious thing for thinking about children. Thinking about elementary school children, high school children, college children. But what about you and me? Perhaps we're a step beyond. Perhaps we're out of school now. Who's going to be our teacher? Which teacher of our entire life did we find to be most fulfilling and most rewarding to us? Which teacher turned us on? Well, We can't have teachers all through life that are going to be exactly like we want to be, but we can be our own teacher. We can teach us what we'd like to be and what we'd like to do. We can set the goal, set the direction, set the format for our life. And as we do this, we find that we are indeed the teacher of our life. We are not the matter of, so to speak, knowledge that we can read in books or learn, but we're the technique. We are the technique. We feel confident that when we say something, it has rightness about it. We feel goodness when we talk about subjects and we are thought to be, hey, that's an interesting point of view. Your way of thinking about it is quite unique and good, quite different. Yes, you stupid person, no way, we never hear that, and not even from ourselves. We just say, this is interesting. Have you ever read a story and thought to yourself, my goodness, what a wonderful story that is. Wouldn't it be wonderful if it's true? Well, the very fact that you've read that story and you thought it's a wonderful story and you asked yourself if it's true, it's true. It's true. Turn your attention to it. Don't look at the incredulity of it. Don't look at its incredulousness nature. Just look at the fact that it's a beautiful idea and you think it's good. And dwell upon it, and you'll reveal it in your life. We've all done this infinite number of times. We've all done this in an infinite number of ways. Have you ever had a beautiful girl in your life or a young man in your life that you were very interested in? And you began thinking about them, and next thing you know, they were very much in your world. They were your friends, and perhaps even your spouse. How wonderful. But first you had to have the thought. First you had to know that, not that you're worthy of them and not that they're worthy of you, but that they're interesting. And you think about them as belonging in your life, as part of your world, as part of the world that you're thinking about. This is what true education is all about. True education is all about being aware of who and what you are, and the things that you think about really are quite real. They really are quite real. The things that you and I think about are things that somehow, somewhere exist, and we want to reveal them in our personal experience. We can reveal them in our personal experience when we feel secure in thinking about them. We can reveal them in our personal experience when we feel that they are something beautiful and delightful for us. We do reveal them in our personal experience by our merely thinking about them. But our thinking about them does much more than to reveal them as an inner attitude or an inner ideal. It becomes an outward reflection as we think about them. As we think about them, they become an outward revealed object in our world, an outward revealed illusion. Everything's an illusion. And so we let these beautiful illusions of our inner confidence be revealed. Oh yes, the teacher has character, the teacher has sincerity, the teacher has the wisdom to encourage, and we can have that same sincerity and wisdom to encourage ourselves to be all that we can possibly be, and we can do that right now, because we are wonderful. We are truly wonderful, and because we're wonderful, when asked which subjects she loved to teach, the teacher answered, "It's not the subjects that's mattered. It's about teaching the child." And so in you and me, it's not the information that we have, but it's, do we have a right to think about it? Do we have a right to dream? Do we have a right to imagine who and what we really are? And the answer, of course, is yes. So give yourself that privilege, that right, and realize that your most famous, most important teachers in your life, the most wonderful subjects that you ever learned in your life, the greatest subject that you could ever teach to yourself or become aware of, is to say, I like me. I like me. I like me. And as I say that of myself, the doorways open up for me to experience every good and beautiful thing. Life is wonderful, and it is exciting, and it is now. Join with me in this truly grand adventure. It's not the subjects that matter. It's about teaching the child to believe in himself. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.